Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia, the show where caregiving gets real. If you're a caregiver looking for expert advice and a lot of encouragement, you're in the right place. Our goal is for you to thrive, not just survive. Here is our host, best-selling author and certified dementia practitioner, Carol Howell.
Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. I'm Carol Howell, your host, and I hope you're having a good day. I am having a good day. I've been busy today already helping clients, and my heart gets happy when I'm able to talk with folks or email them to bring hope. And I'm here for you. Go to the website, letstalkdementia.org, and you can click on the drop-down menu, and there's a link there to contact me. And I promise you that when you do, I will get back in touch with you. Now, let me tell you what it costs so you can be ready. It costs nothing. I never charge my clients to take phone calls and try to be of help to them. So, hey, why not talk? What else do you know in life that's free? Not many things. You can also find a link there for our support group. We have a new support group that is for everyone, no matter where you are. It's called Exclusive Dementia Support Circle. We meet the second and fourth Mondays of each month at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time via FaceTime on your phone. And it's so easy. Zoom, on the other hand, will make you lose all your religion. It will work one time and not work the next. I dislike it quite a lot. But Zoom, I send you a link and literally you tap it and you're there. If you have an Android phone, there's a couple other steps, but I can send you that information too. But if you have Apple phone or Apple iPad, it's just so wonderful. And then you can be on the screen with fellow caregivers, hear their story. You know, when you hear other people's stories of their hardships, their trials, and how they handled them, or how they didn't handle them. Even that can be encouraging for you to make changes in your caregiving journey. And hearing the things that you're experiencing that you think nobody else is experiencing, and you find out you're not odd, that other people are having the same problems you are having, it's very healing. So we are there for you. You can find that on the website under support groups. We do ask for a $10 donation to help defray costs involved with all of that, as you will receive gifts in the mail throughout the year, and that's going to be fun. Well, today, what do I want to talk to you about? Let me see. I had several things on my mind. I wanted to talk to you about what you feed your loved one for breakfast. I know that's none of my business, or is it? Well, if part of my business is helping you to be healthy and to avoid getting dementia, and part of my business is help to decrease the symptoms of the dementia your loved one already has, then yeah, it's sort of kind of my business. I have learned recently that one of the best things you can do for your body is not to have carbs at breakfast. What? Is she crazy? What does that take out of your breakfast menu? Well, probably most of what most Americans eat. Let's see, that takes out cereal, all cereal, oatmeal, grits, cream of wheat. Do people still eat cream of wheat? I dearly used to love that stuff. Don't eat it now, as I'm allergic to it. It takes out waffles and pancakes and bagels, and toast and muffins. Oh, you know, all of the stuff that's got flour in it and sugar in it, takes that out. Also takes out fruit. Now, fruit's not a bad thing. It is a sugar, but it's a natural sugar, then a sugar that's good for you. But nonetheless, it is a carb. So we're going to not have that at all. We're going to have protein. And let's add maybe, hold on to your horses here, going to maybe add a vegetable to it. Ah, what? A vegetable for breakfast? She's lost her ever-loving mind. I want to tell you what my favorite breakfast is, and I mean this. I'd rather have this than anything that I know of. I take two eggs in my frying pan, which I have this wonderful new set of cookware. I'll have to tell you about that one day. It's good for you. It's safe. It doesn't emit things that are bad for your brain. But anyway, I digress. I spray it with a little bit of olive oil spray. You know how you can buy Pam that you spray? Well, that stuff is awful for you. But what I use is olive oil spray in a can. It's by Chosen Foods, and it's great. So I spray the pan with a little bit of that olive oil spray, and I do two eggs over medium. On top of that, I will put some sun-dried tomatoes that come in a jar. We buy this big jar of them from Costco, and they're marinated. I'm going to tell you, people, I could eat that three times a day. It is so good on everything. But I put some of that, I put about a tablespoon, and I put a big handful of frozen spinach because I keep my spinach frozen. You can use fresh, whatever. And cook those eggs and let the spinach just, you know, melt down or shrink down and heat the sun-dried tomatoes through real good. Salt, pepper, fork in a Happy Carol. It is so good. That is an idea. Or maybe you're just going to have some eggs and call it done. You can make an omelet. I have recently added ground turkey to my diet, which is not something I've done in the past because I try to be plant-based, but I'm trying very hard to increase my protein, and using the ground turkey allows me to do that. And it's very good. When I get it from the grocery store, I take the package, I put it in the frying pan, I cook it with some onion, I scramble it up, divide it up into 4-ounce portions, put it in the freezer that way, I wrap it in freezer paper, I label it as ground turkey, and it's 150 calories a serving, I think. But that's great to add to that, those eggs, and make an omelet of sorts. And to that, you can add onions and peppers or mushrooms or spinach or whatever makes your heart sing. But maybe not the cheese, because cheese is dairy. Dairy is not good for us in any way, shape, or form. Yes, it's got protein, but it causes a lot of congestion in the body, and that's just not good for you. So I have that. Now, what do I drink? Well, I used to drink decaf coffee because I'm allergic to caffeine, until I have recently learned that decaf coffee is decaffeinated using chemicals. Oh my gosh, do you know how much fun that took out of my day? I bet you do if you like coffee. But regular coffee is good for you, unless, you know, all of life has an unless. There's an asterisk attached to everything in life. I swear it's the truth. Unless you're loading it with dairy, if you're buying those creamers that are pumpkin spice because we're getting near the holidays, or candy cane because Christmas is coming, or it's just regular half and half. See, that's dairy, and the other ones are dairy filled with sugar, or they may be non-dairy, but read the ingredients. How are they made? What are they made with? No, they're not good for you. You're not going to find one that's good for you. Now, you can put almond milk or soy milk or oat milk, and that's fine. Now, what we can't load it with also is a bunch of sugar, but you can use liquid stevia. And if you check my website, I did a short video about how to make liquid stevia, buying powdered stevia, adding boiling water to it, and it's way more economical than buying liquid stevia already prepared for you in a dropper bottle. I am saving a ton of money that way. I remind my husband of that every time I want to buy something. I go, do you know how much money I'm saving on stevia? It worked once. I don't think it's going to work again, but maybe he'll forget and I'll try. But you can make your coffee with a creamer when it's a non-dairy creamer, a plant-based creamer, and then add a healthy sweetener to it. Allulose is another sweetener you can use. You can buy that in powder form at most every store. Read the label. They're taking allulose and mixing it with sugar. They're taking allulose and mixing it with other things. You just want allulose. Allulose is actually good for your body. It has an effect on your brain and on your body and on your gut, much like Ozempic does, so I'm being told. And it does have an effect on your gut. I can tell you, I cannot use allulose because it takes me to the potty way too many times a day. I know that's information you didn't need, but there you go. So it is just something to be aware of. I also am a big proponent of herbal teas. Full Leaf Tea Company, F-U-L-L, Leaf Tea Company, is a great company. If you are looking for a link for it, you can write me and I'll send it to you. And I use several of their teas. I use their migraine tea, their heartburn tea. I use their brain tea. Everybody should be on a good brain tea. And these are good teas. They are loose, that's it, loose leaf teas. They're ground, of course, and you have to put them in a tea bag. I buy the tea bags. You can buy it from Full Leaf. I buy them off Amazon, and I make sure they're not bleached. You don't want bleached bags. You take a bleached bag and you put it in hot water. Now you got bleached tea. No, don't do that. So buy ones that are not bleached. I drink that tea cold, actually. When it's cooler temperature outside, which I live in Southwest Florida and that doesn't happen often, I will drink it warm, but I make it cold and put ice in it and sip on it throughout the morning, and I wake up looking forward to my tea. There is a tea you can buy called Yogi, Y-O-G-I. You can buy it Walmart. Most grocery stores, larger chains, are going to carry Yogi tea. They've got about 4,326 different ones, and they're pretty much all good. They just are. You're going to enjoy them. So play around and see which one of those teas you like. That is the easiest way to get a healthy herbal tea. Well, I hope that gives you some information that will make you healthy, make your loved one with dementia healthier, and life just gets better. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us today on Let's Talk Dementia. Remember, you don't have to walk this journey alone. Carol offers free phone consultation to support you, and she's available to help with the transition to assisted living or memory care. To learn more or to get in touch, visit letstalkdementia.org. Until next time, be kind to yourself and know that help is just a phone call away.